Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou master of Israel and knowest not these things? And that's just a gentle satire that the Lord is using here. He says to this man, Well, I thought you were a ruler in Israel, and you were acting as if I was telling you something that couldn't be true, because if it's true, you'd know about it. And now our Lord says, Don't you know these things, Nicodemus? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we've seen, and you receive not our witness. Now he says, You haven't received our witness, even as we've spoken to you. Now if I've told you earthly things and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. There is a tremendous movement here in the Gospel of John. I called attention in the introduction where our Lord in John 16:28 says, I have come forth from the Father and am come into the world. Again, I leave the world and I go to the Father. And now he says here, no man hath ascended up to heaven. And that is my answer to those today who feel like that Elijah and that Enoch went to heaven when they were translated. I don't think so. Because up to this point, the Lord Jesus said, No man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. In other words, he says that he is the only one that can speak about heaven, because he's the only one that hath ascended up to heaven. Now, since then, there have been a host of folk that have gone to heaven. But in the Old Testament, when a saint of God died, one of God's own, he went to a place, it's called Abraham's bosom. Now, Lord called it that. It's called paradise. Paul called it that. But it was the place where they went as far as the Old Testament is concerned. It was not till after Christ died, ascended to heaven, led captivity captive, that he took those that were there into God's presence. And since then, for the child of God, it's always been absent from the body, present with the Lord. What a picture that we have here, and what a glorious picture it is. So that what he's saying here, no man hath ascended to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Now listen to this. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Now, when Moses put that serpent up, because of the sin of the people, all they had to do was to look to it. Now, he says, Moses lifted up the serpent, and he's going to be lifted up. Now, that serpent represented the sin of the people. And Christ was made sin for us on the cross. We bore our sin there. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life.